Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. So after 18 articles and 3 podcast shows written and put together in a period of a week and a half, all of my reporting on E3 2015 has been finally completed. We saw a lot of great stuff at the event, from the fantastic media events from Xbox and Sony to the tons of amazing games on display for us to either play or preview. Seriously, we weren't kidding when we said almost nothing disappointed at this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo. Even the parties were a whole lot of fun. In fact, I'm going to be spinning a couple of the artists that were at these events in this very episode. I also want to give a huge thanks to Ninja Sister, HamSamir2049, the DCD, and Pause J of Gamertag Radio for helping out with the podcast reporting and just making sure our E3 experience was a great one. And a big shout out to hip hop gamer Laura Isabel of Spain's Game Division, the Gamer Access crew, Infogamers.com, Sharon of Twinfinite, Jerry Lee of Bahamut Gamers Community, Jose and Hugo of Game Blast, and Brittany Brutality Walden. Hopefully you'll see a couple of these people in the near future guesting on a segment here and there. So with that, I can sadly close the book on E3 2015 and bid my time for when E3 2016 happens on June 14th to the 16th. So, as I'm still in recovery mode from all of E3, I decided that this week we'll just have a whole music show. After all, it's been a couple weeks since we've done a No Borders the Race, so I really want to make up for the lack of music coverage with hopefully a solid playlist. Also, if you can't really tell, I got a bit of a cold, so try to record while breathing through your mouth when your nose is all stuffed up. It's not fun, so hopefully you guys can understand that I'm not at 100% and that this unnormal occurrence of half-assing a show won't turn you off on this episode. So apologies for that, because I still want to promote these great and fantastic artists that I have lined up for you today. So with that, let's get our playlist going. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to open the show with a track from Envy's new fantastic album, Atheist Cordia, which will be getting an official U.S. release this fall. This is Footsteps in the Distance. We'll be right back.
終わりの始まり、誰かの求め、笑い嘘を絶やした言葉、わかるよ足跡、ただ一つ救いがあるなら僕はここに戻るよ。
From their Me debut album. As our listeners may know, this is the band that was started by singer-songwriter Yui, who decided that the solo realm just wasn't cutting it for her, which is fairly understandable. I mean, I can imagine it'd be tough as a soloist working with a band whose lineup constantly changes. If you want to stick with one group of talented musicians, you create a band in its stead. It's basic knowledge. Right now, we'll spin something from a talented Swedish duo who blew the roof off the war gaming party at E3 a couple weeks back. They go by the name Galantis, and they just released their debut album, Pharmacy. Seriously, check it out. It's awesome. They're going to be like the next Daft Punk or Swedish House Mafia. This song from the album Pharmacy is called Firebird.
We started at the cinema, tear of dancing hands in the wind. Wristless, rolling up a cigarette, the boys are calling shotgun again.
まだ信じないさ火を解いた。
Radio with Flyers from their new hip-shaking album, Power of Life. George Clinton better keep an eye on his P-Funk mothership, because I reckon Radio is itching to hijack it and sail off into the stratosphere. Here now we've got a new single from Yusuke Chiba's band, The Birthday. This rocket track is called Mother.
Oh, I keep trying, I can't fight it no more.
Able raised the cane with their single Black Swans, which will be available in digital markets on July 27th. This is one of three new singles that Able raised the cane will be releasing, leading towards a new EP due out this October. One of their guitarists, Gary Hughes, also plays in another band we featured in the past, The Broken Broadcast. So give both bands a listen. Asian Kung Fu Generation have just released a new album, and we are going to spin the title track from it. This is Wonder Future.
Bronze, metal, clay, paper cutouts.
talented Japanese bands that performed at this past year's South by Southwest Festival. That was Pirate's Canoe with Goodbye Jacqueline from last year's One for the Pain in My Heart album. A summer tour is about to begin in Japan, so if you'll be in the area and want to check them out, go to piratescanoe.com and find their concert schedule there. Up next, we have our Norwegian-Danish electronica duo that performed at the Xbox Twitch party at E3. They're called Pegboard Nerds, and they put on one hell of a show. Although my hearing hasn't fully come back yet from it. From the compilation album Monster Cat 19 Endeavor, this is Emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Try from 2010's Vibe album. Like Pirates Canoe, they were part of the whole South by Southwest festivities, also partaking in that year's Japan Night tour. Coming up, we've got Judy and Mary, whose vocalist Yuki has gone on to have an incredibly fruitful solo career. From their second album, Jam, this is Daydream.
アスファルト溶かし、しゃがみ込んだあたしは白く消えてゆく。蜃気楼の真ん中でいつか汗ばむ体を包んで、熱い風が一人きりのあたしを置いてく。清らかなままでいられない街に、夢のように叫びは届かないままで、蜃気楼の真ん中でいつか汗ばむ体を包んで、熱い風が一人きりの
No.
Swingers Caravan Palace with Rocket For Me from 2012's Panic. This October, they will be releasing their third album, Robot, so keep your eyes peeled for when that drops. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders in the Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and on facebook.com/landofesh. For all other articles under the gaming and geek realm, go to egnnow.com/electricsisterhood, and don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, Structure Network, and the Issues Program. Hopefully next week I'll be back to 100%. Apologies for the lack of discussion on this episode. E3 does take a whole lot out of you. It's not like PAX East, where it's right in my neighborhood. No, there's like flight fatigue, dealing with time zone changes, being in unfamiliar territory, and so much driving back and forth between the hotel and convention center. But you know what? I wouldn't change anything about the experience. E3 is always tons of fun. And I always wish the next one was just around the corner, just as soon as the current one closes its doors. Seriously, if you can find a way to get into E3, do so. It's my favorite gaming event out of all that I attend each year, and I look forward to seeing what they're going to be able to pull off next year. Let's end the show with a new track from Mr. Children, and this serves as the final song from their latest album, Reflection. This is Ashioto. Be strong. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
ことも最近はしてなかったなんてぼんやり思った。 された道を選んで歩いていくだけ。そんな日々だけどもうやめたいんだ。今日はそんな気がしてる。夢抜けた未来はそれほど離れちゃいない。また一歩次の一歩足音を誰かが聞いている。疲れて歩けないなら立ち止まってしか見ついていれば地球は回っていってきっといい方向へ僕らを運んでくれる。 人にだって心折れそうな日はある。もうダメだって思えてきても大丈夫。もっと強くなっていける。今という時代は言うほど悪くはない。また 誰かがきっといる。